this is Teresa with Sleep Better NYC. And if you really want to learn how to level up your life, you should be listening to the Time to Shine Today podcast with my good friend, Scott Ferguson. Let's level up.
Time to Shine Today podcast, Varsity Squad. It's Scott Ferguson. And this episode is near and dear to my heart, my lifestyle. I struggle with it even, but I've very much improved it. And I really wish I would have had a connection to Teresa Power DeNike back then when I was really struggling. She's with Sleep Better NYC. She's a sleep coach that, like, for lack of a better term, will dumb things down for you to actually get it. Set up your sleep sanctuary, set up your life to get really good sleep without gadgets or pills and stuff like that. I'm telling you, if you struggle with sleep, please listen to this, take notes. And if anybody that's struggling with sleep, please pass this on, share it with them. And if you don't mind, smash that like button and subscribe if you haven't already on any platform that you're on. So without further ado, here comes our really good friend, Therese Power DeNike from Sleep Better New York. Let's level up. Time to Shine Today Podcast Marketing Squad. This is Scott Ferguson, and I had to reschedule with my awesome sauce friend, Therese Power DeNike. She's a sleep strategist, sleep study. She's just basically everything to do with sleep. And there's so much of a percentage of this world that is lacking in sleep, especially someone that's speaking into the mic right now. So I'm so stoked to really bring you Teresa, who is a board certified clinical sleep educator, national speaker, and the founder of Sleep Better NYC. Joining us from Brooklyn, New York right now, but I know she's going to be wheels up here in just a few minutes. So I'm so glad that she carved the time to come on here and rock the mic with me. And her expertise is in testing and treatment of sleep disorders like sleep apnea, which I should have brought my sleep machine out with me so she can actually see it, sleep hygiene and habits and improving mindset for sleep and overall well-being. And Teresa, thank you so much for coming on. Please introduce yourself to Time to Shine Today Podcast Varsity Squad. But first, what's your favorite color and why?
Oh, well, wow, what an introduction. My favorite color as a New Yorker is black.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, you know, it just goes with everything.
You Yankees or Mets fan?
I'd say Yankees because my husband, but doesn't matter much to me.
Gotcha, not a sporty too much.
Yeah, gotta be honest.
I'm sure there's some of those athletes, especially ones that I coach that are out there. I got blessed to have some professional athletes on my roster that are always talking about sleep. So I might have some introductions for you, which would be fantastic. So let's get to the roots. Did you have issues with, I can ask something like, yeah, do you have sleep issues before? Because some women, they help with like eating disorders. So I can't say, hey, do you have anorexia before or something?
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? It's less offensive for sure.
Yeah, right. But were you ever struggling with sleep?
That's such a good question. And I actually even just like the way you phrased it, because usually I'll come on, I'll just like give my background, which is sort of interesting, but not really. I did not have what we would call a sleep disorder by any means. I don't think I really ever experienced like chronic insomnia or sleep apnea, anything like that. Like anybody, I do have bouts of insomnia and sleeplessness. I think that's very normal, but I actually did always have a thing for sleep, if you will. I used to have, well, I still have migraines. They were not as well controlled many, many years ago. And I found that like the only thing that would make me feel better was sleeping. And with that, I also just started healthier habits, probably younger than other people in college. I started to drink less and to go to bed earlier because I really wanted to, I know it was not great for my social life, but I was like, this is the only way I'm going to feel better. So yes and no.
Right. Okay. So what was the niche? Like what got you really into, because you crush it. I mean, you have a great following, you're a national speaker. Like what really brought you to the niche of sleep? Or niche, however you say it.
Yeah, good. I have no idea how to say that either. I have been in, ever since I graduated college, I've been in healthcare, sales, and consulting.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Orthopedics, dentistry. I got into sleep medicine, I guess about 8 years ago. I was working for a company that was manufacturing sleep apnea devices.
Ooh, so, like Respironics or something like that?
Something like that. It was actually a dental company. So not CPAP machines, but oral appliances. And I realized, I mean, it was literally days on the job before I was like, oh my God, wait, this is so important and everybody has a problem. Yes. So it was just like clicked right away. And again, obviously it's very relatable. Everybody sleeps and almost everybody has trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
And I just felt like everybody was had so many questions all the time and I couldn't figure out why nobody could get the answers they wanted. And I was like, I need to do something about this. So I went and got a clinical credential myself. eventually I obviously started my own company, and now I only ever want to do sleep.
Love it. So if I'm like at a networking event, right, and I'm pressing flesh and I'm meeting people and stuff, and my superpower is like curiosity, right? So I like to just meet people. And when I walk away, them say, oh my gosh, what the hell does that guy even do? Because I just told them my life story. What am I listening for that, and that not, oh, I'm not getting sleep, but is there any other trigger words that I could be listening for that would make them a good prospect, a referral, or a connection for you?
Well, I think almost everybody, including myself, could improve. Just like you can always improve your healthy habits. You can always eat better. You can always exercise more. You can really always improve your sleep habits. I think what's tricky about sleep specifically is that what is very common is not necessarily normal or healthy. And so we live in this very like go, go, go and sleep when you're dead world. And so we sort of accept, there's like memes all over the internet about like only getting 4 hours of sleep and how you need 5 cups of coffee. And and it seems very normal, but it's not at all. Okay. So I think the intensity and the frequency of sleeplessness is something that I would really focus on if you're looking to see if you have a problem.
Okay, gotcha. So like if I'm like, someone's telling me like, man, I'm just having trouble focusing, locking in. That's one of the questions I actually ask during my hour of power discovery coaching sessions, right? Is ask about their sleep. Because I struggle with it pretty badly. And the thing is I worked a lot of night operations in Desert Storm and stuff like that. So a lot of my stuff is there. So I could stay up all night. And that was 1992. I'm 51 years old, dude. So it's like I still struggle with it, but I really just kind of ran into kind of like some little countdown things that I've had that I found on like YouTube and other people that I've interviewed that helped them, or other operators that I served with, or tell me, is there any exercises that you really are kind of a go-to?
Yes.
Okay. I'd love to hear.
So many.
Like maybe your top two.
Okay. So I would say top two would actually be two like easy, totally free things. So the first is not necessarily an exercise, more of just like a habit, is to use light to your advantage. Melatonin and many other hormones are directly related to light that goes in through your eyes. It's what's called your suprachiasmatic nucleus and tells you what time of day it is. So you can
spell that?
Okay. Actually, it's called the SCN. But it helps to trick your body basically into telling you that it's morning, which naturally tells us that it's time to be awake. So when you're super groggy in the morning, or maybe you didn't get enough sleep, if you can get outside and get that natural light, at the minimum, get indoor light that's very bright, but outdoor light's always going to be better. That helps you be awake. And conversely, melatonin is produced in darkness. It's called the vampire hormone. So if you want to help yourself wind down at night, I recommend dimming all the lights as soon as like dinner time, really. Then obviously you get into screen time and all that. Yeah. So minimal light at night, as much light as possible in the morning.
In the morning. It's funny because I have my body coach has me get hydrated, get moving, and get lit, right? Hydrated, I have like a protocol that I do to get hydrated. I still compete in jiu-jitsu and I'm still like all over the place traveling. So at 51 years old, I have to really take care of myself. So hydration, get moving. I really believe in rebounding like a trampoline to really get your day started, and then get outside. And living in South Florida, I have a pit bull that loves to walk and make everybody his friend that's out there. So just getting out there, and people kind of laugh because they're like, I wear like just shorts, right? And I'm walking around shirtless, and it's not because I want to, it's because I want to expose myself to as much light as possible. And I love that. How about taking melatonin orally or something like that? What do you believe as a sleep expert about someone really kind of taking like those, not kind of drugs, because your body produces, so you're just taking a little bit more of it. What do you think about that?
I have super mixed feelings. And in the clinical world, you know, I am very like client facing and patient facing, but most of my work is in the clinical world. So it is a little controversial, and not because it's bad for you or it doesn't work, but in the clinical setting, we use melatonin at very, very low doses, like 0.2 milligrams.
0.2. Wow.
Okay. Some studies you'll see like 2 or 3 milligrams.
Yeah.
And this is just for sleep. Melatonin has a lot of other functions. It helps with immune system. And so it is good. We obviously create it in our own body. So it's good for you. But it's just, especially here in America where supplements aren't regulated, melatonin especially, you just don't know what's in that bottle. The studies show that basically 0% of melatonin has what's in the bottle. So I would just recommend getting it from like a trusted source, somebody who maybe like organic or lots of studies, but basically more is not better, and just get it from a trusted source. And like you said, it's not a vitamin, it's actually a hormone. So you can supplement with it, but you can't just, if you pop it in the middle of the night, it's not going to do anything for you because it's a hormone telling you it's time to go to bed. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's not really working with your circadian rhythm the way you want it.
I love it. So is there a brand that you kind of recommend that the squad out there can really look into? Are you affiliated with anyone that you like to
I'm not. I've tried a few. There are definitely a few out there. I would just, nothing that I want to throw out there.
All right. So I'm winding down and get my day shut down. It's my end of day. And I have like a routine. What does my room look like with to get it set up to be the perfect sleep sanctuary?
Sleep sanctuary. I love that phrase. And I like to be very cognizant that everybody has different situations, different environments, different what they can afford to do in their room. So I do want to put a pressure on like literally anything you can do if you're intentionally doing it to improve your sleep is going to be helpful. And it's kind of helpful for your mindset too. So to make your perfect sleep sanctuary, it needs to be dark. I'm going to recommend blackout blinds if you can't do that. A sleep mask. And honestly, it doesn't even have to be that fancy. The point is just to block out that light, again, to reduce the interruption of your natural melatonin. Mm-hmm. We want it to be quiet. If you're somebody who needs sound, white noise or pink noise seems to be better for sleep, although frankly, any kind of noise machine could probably work. I definitely do not recommend music like with lyrics or TV to fall asleep. Our brain loves picking up on patterns. So let's say it's playing a song you like, you might feel like you're relaxing and you're sleeping, but your brain is still working.
Yeah.
So it's going to be picking up on those lyrics and trying to think what's next. And we don't want that.
Right.
And more importantly, I think your bedroom as a sleep sanctuary, you want to save it for bedtime activities. You'll see only use your bed for sleep and sex. But also like, don't argue with your partner in your bedroom. I'm not saying don't argue with them, but
I feel you.
Keep it outside your bedroom.
Okay.
If you're working, if for some reason you have to work in your bedroom, make your bed and sit on the end of it. Like, don't get all comfy cozy in the pillows. Just keep it for sleep so that your mind says, okay, my bed is for sleep. And it's excited to go to bed to sleep and not do anything else.
Wow. What's your take on sleep hypnosis?
I think it can be super helpful. I think
Paul McKenna, he has a solid one.
Yeah. You know? Especially, not everybody has anxiety and depression and mental stress, but everybody has a little bit of it. And sleep is very subjective and very much about your mindset.
Okay. No, I love you being transparent with that and just being like, yeah, it could work. That's awesome. How about the temperature in the room? Where do you like to, that sleep sanctuary, where would you like to keep that temperature at?
You'll see on the internet, we'll tell you about 67 degrees. Mm-hmm. There are some studies that definitely show that can be helpful. Okay. Personally, it's a bit too cold for me. Okay. It should not be warm. Our body
needs to be
up in temperature to go to sleep and stay asleep. But somewhere, I would say about 70 or lower if you can.
Okay. Gotcha. It's funny, but we talked off mic being from Michigan and moving down here. It was like so hot all the time. But now it's like I keep my sleep temperature at 72, where in Michigan, I would keep it at like 66, 65, just because my blood just changed and I'm getting old. So it's just, it really changes a little bit. So do you work one-on-one with clients? Is that a majority of what you do?
I do. Actually, it's sort of changed over time. So I was working with clients, just anybody, one-on-one, virtually, everything we do is virtual.
Sure.
Now I have more self-paced courses for people like that. And I work primarily with people who already have sleep disorders who are working with a physician. So they still get sleep coaching, but it's just a little bit different because they are already diagnosed.
Beautiful. And maybe if you're in a discovery, I mean, they're coming from a physician. I get a lot of referrals from therapists because a therapist helped the past and I'm a vision setter. I get things going forward for them. When you're starting to work with, a prospect, they haven't really hired you yet. You're still kind of in that discovery. Is there any secret sauce you use, if you don't mind sharing, to maybe help them find that blind spot that's really causing the sleep to not happen for them?
Yeah, there's definitely a bunch of questionnaires, and I like to put it back to really what's your day like. So although, of course, I'm focusing on sleep and we want to improve their sleep, it doesn't really matter if then your day isn't improved. And that is typically when people finally decide to see a professional, I think, is when their quality of life, their daytime is just getting so messed up from their sleep. So I would try to figure out what is missing from your day, what would improve from your day if you got better sleep, and really questions to try to determine, again, everybody can improve their lifestyle, right? But is it just your lifestyle? Are you drinking espresso at 10 p.m. and watching murder documentaries until 2 o'clock in the morning? Or are you doing that a little bit, but you're also really stressed? Or are you doing everything you've tried everything out there, but you're still feeling really groggy in the morning? Then we're going to look into, like, maybe you have sleep apnea or something.
Sure. I love it. So maybe we're still in this discovery period, and you're kind of conversing back and forth. Is there any good question that you wish that they would ask you but never do?
I just sort of, I wish that they would ask less about the supplements and the gadgets. So sort of different than what you asked, but
it's perfect, Teresa.
Human for us to, like, just want that quick fix.
Yeah.
But you have to remember, like, we didn't just develop, let's just say, insomnia.
Thank you.
In one day.
Right.
Like, it took us quite a while. So I'm not going to say, take a melatonin, you'll be cured.
Right. It's funny, like, you'll have my body coach, people will come to him, in Nate, and he's like, he'll tell them straight up, it's like, it didn't take you 3 months to put on 60 pounds. Mm-hmm, it's going to be a step, a protocol, a process. Thank you for saying that. That is awesome, because a lot of people will be like, I want to fast track this. I want the hack and stuff like that to get through that. Thank you. That's awesome. Fantastic answer. So have you seen the movie Back to the Future?
Yeah, like 100 years ago.
Yeah, 100 years ago. it's going to be 40 years old in 1985. Anyways, let's get in that DeLorean with Marty McFly.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Let's go back to, we'll say, the double deuce, the 22-year-old Teresa. Is there any knowledge nuggets you might drop on her to not change anything? Because your life is awesome, fantastic hubby, fantastic place to live, travel and stuff, and helping people, but maybe to help her shorten her learning curve and maybe blast through maybe just a little bit quicker.
To learn better sleep?
Just in life.
Oh, in life. Well, I mean, you're going to need sleep to learn in general. Actually, I was just talking to a bunch of medical students yesterday, and we always see these things, these, like, self-care phrases, like, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Sure.
And put on your mask before helping others. And I do find that, especially with students or people who are in, like, a nurturing position or healthcare, where you want to help everybody, but it's like, what about you?
Okay.
So sleep has to do with that. And sleep doesn't just make you feel better. It helps you learn better, helps you hold on to memories. It helps you literally create new memories while you sleep in what's called offline learning.
Yeah.
It can help you jump faster and run harder. It can improve your skin tone. So if you want to be looking your best, I mean, there's a reason why they say, like, bright eyed and bushy tailed. Like, if you actually do get your sleep, you will look better and potentially younger for a long time. I mean, look at J-Lo.
you say that, you would say that too. Although you, by that time, you were kind of making decisions to really level up your life a lot, doing a lot less drinking and stuff. But yeah, make sure that sleep is critical. So how does Teresa want her dash remembered? That little line in between your incarnation date and your expiration date, your life date and death date. Hopefully it's way down the line, right?
Hopefully.
But how does Teresa want her dash remembered?
Oh, I just want to, help the most people I can and just be very real and authentic with them. I want them to feel like there is no shame in sleeplessness or loving sleep. And that's it. I just want to spread the news.
That's fantastic. So what do you think people misunderstand the most about Teresa?
Have deep questions. You should have prepared me for these.
That's why I'm from top 2%, baby. That people, they're like, here we go.
Let's see. Well, this is something I actually personally go back and forth. So maybe, hopefully I'm not, like, oversharing, but my job as a coach and prior my previous life when I was in sales was to really take, like, complex clinical things and to to make them simpler to explain them to people. And I love that. I feel like there's so much stuff out there that people just don't understand. And so they don't learn from it. So I love to do that. I love to sort of, just for lack of a better word, dumb things down.
Yeah.
But I also am worried, like, do people realize that I know all these other things? Do people realize that I am board certified in sleep health? Like, do they know that I can connect them with a physician?
Dude, that is one of the best answers I've ever heard. Like, honestly, on this. Because that's fantastic. Because you're like a super smarty pants when it comes to sleep, right? But you have to dumb things down to be able to get people like me to understand it, right? And it's like, I don't want to hear SCA or whatever that long ass term is, right? This is what it is. Oh, man, that's awesome. So that's fantastic. So I'm going to go another deep one with you. Mm-hmm. And if people really knew Teresa, mm-hmm. what would they know?
They would know that I'm generally pretty optimistic.
Nice.
I'm not really afraid to fail, which I think is a superpower, but that certainly doesn't prevent me from losing my mind when I do fail and getting very mad about it.
Yeah, trust me too. But you failed forward, right? Like,
right.
If you give it a football analogy, like your hubby probably likes, which I don't know if you follow football, but like if you're running with the ball and someone tackles you, you want to get that extra yard, but you're learning from it. You don't, you win or you learn. I don't believe in losing. But that's fantastic. So what is Teresa's definition of a life well lived?
I think a life well lived. I think if you start to define success, like earlier and in a different way, which is something I think that I'm like an elder millennial, and I feel like perhaps maybe regular, like younger millennials or even younger than me have really, really done a good job at this for all of the things that we make fun of them for, is to say, like, I don't need to just work and make a ton of money. Like, what's the point of all that money if you're not happy? If you're not, I mean, for me, if you're not sleeping at night, if you're stressed all the time, if you don't see your family. And so I think a life well lived is just how you feel successful and loved and comfortable, even if you have $5 or $5 million.
Yeah. That fits right into my book. It's like there's harmony to that, right? Because a lot of people want this work-life balance, and balance is junk, right? Balance is zero, right? Mm-hmm. It's zero. But like if with my coaching clients, I love jazz. It's weird, but I love it. And it's like you have like the drums is God or your spirituality. Personal growth might be the guitar. Family, community, work, they're all different instruments. If one of them in sleep, if one of them is out of whack, the band sounds like crap. Right. So just to have that is, to me, that's what I heard, is really kind of having a harmonic view, living a life of options and not obligations. I'm saying, so that's fantastic. That's awesome. Wow, this is fantastic. Time to Shine Today Podcast Varsity Squad. We are back. And Teresa, one day we might meet up or something and talk about some of these questions for 15, 20 minutes. But today, you have 5 seconds with no explanations. And I promise you, I saw those eyes go wide. I promise you, they can all be answered that way. You ready to level up?
Uh-huh.
Ready. Here we go. Teresa, what is the best leveling up advice you've ever received?
Nothing really matters. Nobody's opinion matters.
I love it. Yes, do you. Fantastic. So share one of your personal habits other than sleep, okay, that contributes to success.
I take like 3 minutes every morning and focus on my breath and try to think of
that's
something
awesome.
I'm grateful for.
Yes. Yes. So you maybe see me walking down the street or we're at an event and you're like, man, Fergie looks like he's in his doldrums a little bit. What book might you hand me to level me up?
I read a book in college and it's always like my favorite book, and it's probably like not, I don't know. There's probably 5 million other books that are the same, if not better, but Dale Carnegie, How to
Win Friends and Influence People. It's the Bible, man. Are you kidding
100%.
Me? That's the Bible. Nice. Great answer. Especially to find someone, which I don't know your age, but some of you said you're a late millennial, to read that. That's baller, dude. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So what's your most commonly used emoji when you text?
I do the upside down smiley face a lot.
Love it. Nicknames growing up?
Terry.
Reese. Okay. All right. Love it.
Nothing crazy.
Love it. Chess, checkers, or Monopoly?
Monopoly.
Very cool. Headline for your life?
Definitely not. Oh my gosh. Helpful, fun, determined.
Love it. Yes. Any superstitions?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I'm boring in that way.
Go-to ice cream flavor.
Oh, I love like something with like nuts in it, like a pistachio or a hazelnut, something very like cool. That.
Definitely hang out for sure. There's a there is a sandwich called the Tar. Build that sandwich for me. What's on that sandwich?
I like bacon, although I try not to eat it that much. But that's definitely going on.
And candy.
Maybe like a sort of just friends. Like a BLT, like a
there you go.
Crunchy.
Yeah. That's my girl. Heck yeah, man. Favorite charity and or organization you'd like to give your time or money to?
You know, for a while I did sort of the basics like animals. The ASPCA always gets me in those damn commercials.
St. Jude, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Always. Lately, yeah. I have been really learning a lot more about like equity and health equity and trying to get more involved in like those kind of organizations. So
that's baller. That's awesome. All right. Last question. You can elaborate on this one a little bit, but the best decade of music, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or maybe even 2000s.
Oh, I mean, I'm probably biased again because of my age, but I freaking love the 90s.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. Love it. So, Miss Teresa, how can we find you, love?
Ideally on Instagram at sleepbetternyc, no dots or spaces or underscores. Okay. From there, you can message or email or contact directly.
Okay.
That's going to be the best way. I'm also on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, the social channels, but Instagram is my go-to.
You're so well-spoken. I'd love to see you launch a podcast. I would love it.
I mean, I don't know if I have the questions you have, so.
No, but I'm an interviewer. Like the what you could put out there would crush people. Like, dude, people struggle with this and they will listen to you. I'm telling you, ever need that, I'll have my producer fly up to you and he'll set you up, man. Yeah, you will. Okay, perfect. So how about this, the free sleep resources that you're graciously kind of giving away to the listeners? Tell us a little bit about what they can find in there. The no strings attached.
Yeah, no strings attached. You can download it. If you go to my website or even on Instagram, it's linked there. It will give some tips and tricks for sleep. It's very super simple, helpful. But it will also, because again, I have this clinical background and connection, I do find that a lot of people have sleep disorders and they just have no idea. So I do a few screening questions as well to sort of think about or maybe ask your doctor.
Okay. You know, it's funny. I should have kind of told you my story a little bit. Like I was married at the time. This was 2005. And we slept in separate rooms. I don't know if it's weird, but whatever. I slept in separate rooms and because I snored so bad. I was like, I asked her to come in. I'm yelling. She came in. My face was purple. Couldn't feel my legs. Uh-huh. Right. And I also weighed about 320 pounds. I was fat as all you know what. So I went to the sleep study. Right. And with me doing what I did in the military, they gave me free medical and I stayed the night, wires attached everywhere. And I guess I woke up like 80 times in an hour. So then that's where I recently just have got myself to the point now where I don't have to wear my CPAP. And that was 2005. That's 20 years ago. Like now I'm sleeping. There's just certain things I'm doing. I've added fasting into my life and different things. And, but yeah, I had that. And it was like I was actually addicted to the machine where I couldn't sleep. Like I couldn't go camping with my friends unless I had some kind of battery backup. And at that time they didn't have the batteries for the Respironics. Now they have the stuff. So yeah, I should have kind of prefaced this whole thing.
But we could have talked the whole time about sleep apnea. So maybe we're better off.
Maybe we might do that. Maybe we do another one because I know you're going to get some serious feedback on this good stuff to want to know more. And if you could do me one last solid and leave us with one last knowledge nugget we can take with us, internalize, and take action on.
Actually, something I've been thinking about a lot lately is that we all have sleep trouble at some point. Aside from having a diagnosable sleep disorder, we have to remember that we're wired to sleep. Nobody cannot sleep. You might feel like I can't sleep, but it's just absolutely not true. Everybody can sleep. We can just improve it. So give yourself a little grace when you're going through it and just remember that eventually you will sleep again.
Wow. That's solid. Yeah. It's the space and grace is Yeah, because I would panic when I went through my bouts. I'd be like, shit, am I ever going to sleep again? And squad, we just had like a really fun kind of deep conversation and a masterclass out there with my good friend Teresa here, whose roots were kind of in the migraines. And when she started getting the migraines, she said, sleep, it actually will help you. So then they kind of like flipped a switch into her knowing that, hey, everybody has trouble sleeping. She has the title, she has their credentials, but she dumbed it down for us out here today to make us realize that sometimes we can make it tricky in ourselves. What's normal is not healthy, she said. Extra coffee, extra tea, all that stuff, that's not the answer. That's where I need you to get in touch with Teresa, or let us get in touch with Teresa, because she will help you set up that sleep sanctuary with dark, blackout blinds, sleep mask where it's quiet, white or pink noise. Only good communication in the bed, if you know what I mean, fellas. Have a little sleep time, maybe sex time, and that's about it. And maybe keep that room right around 70 degrees where it's comfortable, maybe even a little lower if you can take it. And also, when you're maybe working with a sleep coach, explain what your day is like to them and what you feel might improve their sleep, your sleep, and then really listen so they can go and see what lifestyle changes that you can make. Then also the lifestyle changes you're making, or lifestyle decisions you're making now, that really are not adding up. Because there's a lot about supplements and gadgets out there. And really, she reminded us that we are wired to sleep. You are wired to sleep. You have to sleep. There's nobody that does not sleep. Okay. So in one thing I love about Teresa here is she's doing this for the intention, not the attention. She's not out blowing me, look at me. And she's absolutely stunning woman, but she's not out there like, look at me. She's actually freaking helping people. She's planting trees she's never going to sit in the shade of. She takes complex things and she dumbs them down. And she lives a life that's helpful, fun, and determined. And that's what fits in here. Time to shine today. Thank you so much, Teresa. You level up your health. You level up your wealth. You're humble, yet you're hungry, and you've earned your varsity squad letter. So tell your hubby, you've earned a varsity squad letter here at Time to Shine Today. Thank you so much for coming on, and we absolutely love your guts.
What a morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. Chat soon.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to this episode of Time to Shine Today podcast, proudly brought to you by Sutter and Nugent Real Estate, real estate excellence, who can be reached at 561-249-7266 and online at www.sutterandnugent.com. If you are a business owner or professional who would like to be interviewed on Time to Shine Today, please visit timetoshinetoday.com/guest. If you like this episode, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. There's a link in the show notes to our website. Also there, you will see our recommended resources. We hope that you will support our show by supporting them. If you like what you've been listening to, it'd be great if you could just give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends how to subscribe while you're at it. I'm your host, Scott Ferguson, and until next time, let's level up. It's our time to shine.